Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The tomb on Brunson, a lot of clock ticking here. Lowry got the pick. DiVincenzo comes out of the pack. DiVincenzo finds Brunson. Great defense here by the Sixers. Brunson gets a prayer of a bounce. 2-point game. Maxey hits the deck. Hart takes it from him. Shot clock is off. DiVincenzo, no. Hartenstein with an offensive rebound. Another chance here. DiVincenzo, he's got it. The Knicks have the lead again.
Why? And just like that, the game slipped away. Welcome on in. Yeah, the why to start it is perfect there. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I always say good morning, Hugh, and I hope you're having a good morning. But I think a lot of people around here are not having a great morning, Hugh, because that was rough. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Some of y'all need to update y'all profile pics because y'all don't look like that no more. Just, you know, want to put that out
there. Well, you know what? A little levity maybe will help us today as we try to unpack this thing.
Man, I was crazy.
Crazy is an understatement. It's one of the worst losses you'll ever see in the postseason. I mean, and the Sixers, unfortunately, really unfortunately, have specialized in these over the years.
You know what that feels like? Because, like, I probably was like everybody else last night. What, 20 seconds left on the clock? Up 5 points. You're looking at it. And I'm getting ready for the next day. You know, get ready to go to sleep or whatever. It felt like somebody kicked me in the groin, man. It felt like I got kicked square in the groin, and I could not believe what I saw happen last night. That's a tough way to lose, man.
It's awful.
Tough way to lose.
And much like getting kicked in the groin, the pain lingers. Today, you know, 12 hours later. There's no other way to say it. It was a disaster. The end of game sequence was a disaster. The Sixers had that game. And I believe they gave it away. I know we're going to talk a lot about the refs today.
What?
I believe they gave it away.
Come on.
No, Q, listen. All right, I'll let you say your piece on this. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you the refs didn't screw up. I think they did. They should have called a foul on Maxey, and at least one of the times probably should have seen that Nick Nurse is calling a timeout. But I think the Sixers gave that away more than the refs took it from them. Kyle Lowry could have called his own timeout on the inbound.
Okay.
Nick Nurse could have been more demonstrative to get the call on the timeout. He was a little...
The first one, he was a little wishy-washy.
Yeah, while the inbound was going on, yeah. He was like half in, half out. Like, if you need the
but
timeout...
But the one with Maxey was on the floor, though.
I know.
He definitely called a timeout.
And they probably should have given that to him. And there was, if you look at the replay, there was a tug on Maxey's jersey as he's trying to get open. I understand that. But here's what stands out to me at the end. At 215-592-9494, Lowry could have called a timeout. Nurse could have called a timeout after the shot. Like, after the Brunson shot, Nurse could have called his timeout there, advanced the ball to half court, given himself and his team more opportunity to get the ball in. Maxey's got to handle that situation better. I thought we saw his youth a little bit last night. He played great for almost all that game. But I thought we saw his youth at the end. And then on top of all of it, they didn't have to be in that situation. Get a rebound. Just get a rebound, and they probably still win the game. And then on top of it, the reason we were at that point and the game wasn't more, you know, finished, the supporting cast last night stunk. I mean, they didn't help out Maxey and Embiid enough, who both gave a lot last night. They didn't help them out. I mean, like, the rest of the team scored 32 total points. It's just... Hugh, it's so frustrating because they have held Jalen Brunson down for two straight games. Mm-hmm. Like this, we before the series, we were talking about how he might be a top 10 player in the league now. They shut him down, and they're down 0-2. So I saw it my way. Hugh, how did you see the end there?
I saw a Sixers team that was playing with a hobbled Joel Embiid who went out there. Something's going on with Joel Embiid outside of his knee, too, because something's going on with that eye.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what's going on with that eye that he has, but I saw a hobbled Joel Embiid go out there and give you all that he had. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that feel like, you know, a hobbled Joel Embiid ain't enough to get it done. But, damn it, it was last night. The way that he played last night. And I know there's an argument there where down the stretch he could have been better. But you were in that game. You fought to get back in that game. And the refs took it away from you. See, this is why – like, listen, I'm not accusing anybody of having any skin in the game as far as the referee is concerned when it comes to this. But this is why people look at basketball and they look at it with the side eye. Because you let them play all night long, Joe, and then you swallow the refs at the end of the game. You swallow the whistles at the end of the game. Swallow the refs. You swallow the
Well, some people wish the refs were swallowed up and yeah, disappeared.
No. Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
He swallowed the whistles at the end of the game. That was ridiculous. Like I said, I have never seen anything momentum swing so quickly and so much stuff happen in a short period of time that changed the outcome of the game. Like, that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. And I tell you what, the Knicks know. They know they got away with one.
Of course they do.
They know they got away with one,
but
I'm still.
They're up
2-0, but they still got to come back to Philly.
Well, they do. They're in a huge advantage.
2 days of rest for Joel Embiid. I like my chances.
Well,
man.
I would have liked my chance a lot more if the game went another way last night. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Nurse after the game, his vantage point, what he thought he was trying to do, what he thought he accomplished by, you know, signaling for a timeout, did not get it from the referees. Here's Nick Nurse after the game.
Obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me, went into Tyrese. I called timeout again. Then the melee started. And, yeah, I mean, I guess I got to run out onto the floor or do something to make sure and get his attention. But needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it.
Did say anything to you or an explanation?
Mm-hmm. There was no time to talk about it. Matt, you can ask him if you want to. See if he saw me calling timeout. I just watched the film just to make sure, and I'm clearly calling timeout. I didn't see if he looked at me in the film, but I could see me clearly calling timeout twice.
Look, we've all seen the replay 1,000 times. We've seen the still shots of it. He's calling timeout. You could see it. When Max is on the ground, he's calling timeout. He is kind of half in, half out calling a timeout while Lowry has the ball. My issue is, and I'm not saying like anything Hugh said is wrong or anything you feel is wrong about the refs, Lowry could have called his own timeout. Like, the Sixers could have taken that back in their own hands. Instead, they let the referees get involved, and the whole thing just fell apart so fast. Let's hear Embiid after the game, down in the dumps after the Sixers go down 0-2.
Did you think you guys had gotten a timeout in?
I mean, everybody on the floor was trying to call a timeout, myself including Nico, coach on the sideline. But they didn't give it to us. But, you know, forget about the timeout. There's a bunch of fouls. You know, that's, yeah, like I said, that's f***ing unacceptable.
Well, it was. I mean, his that might be the phrase that it describes game two more than anything. Bleeping unacceptable. It was. It was. For that
to
end, Hugh, Maxey played such a great fourth quarter. You gave Joel credit, which he deserved, for fighting through last night.
He fought hard.
He gave them a lot.
For a guy like, and it's one thing, like, his presence out there on the court matters. And he was out there. He couldn't move. Now, you could even make the argument towards the end of the game if he had a little bit more lift and got a couple of those rebounds.
I know.
But the fact that he was out there, man. And I get, like, I understand where Sixers fans are coming from because, you know me, as soon as games like that happen, I go straight to the comments.
See, I couldn't go to the comments.
I was making my own comments privately. I want to see what the people are saying. And I'm not going to begrudge anybody for being upset with the way that game ended, especially the long-suffering Sixers fans. I'm not going to be mad at you, but that was one that I feel that got away, and I still feel bullish about this team. I still think we're going to take this in six.
Yeah, though. Six?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, Hugh,
Listen, Kyle.
I wish I had your optimism.
The best gauge as a fan that I have, that I work with every day, is Kyle Quinn.
You know what?
Because
shut up.
When I tell you, when I try to be optimistic and Kyle, you know, curses me out or tells me, you know, STFU, he's an idiot. Basically, I get it. So don't think that I don't understand what everybody's going through. Black Gritty has some pointed words from you yesterday and everything. It's cool, man, but I get what you're going through. I'm just trying to tell you what I see.
Yeah, you know what this is like? This is like the guy, my heart was ripped out, and you're sitting there saying, maybe we can put it back in.
You know what I'm saying? That's
maybe
okay.
Maybe the doctor could patch you back up.
You know what? We'll get some Band-Aid. We'll get you some Band-Aid, some gauze. You'll be good as new. You'll be right as rain.
And it
doesn't help that I'm blind.
Yeah, I can't say I hope you're wrong. I hope you're right. Boy.
That does feel like it got away, though.
It did get away. It did.
That was stolen from us. But I'm still optimistic about this.
215-592-9494. For today's the day for you to react. We only have one guest. Howard will join us in the 11 o'clock hour. That's it, though. We moved around some other stuff. Today's the day for you guys to react with us after, really, unfortunately, what was an all-time Philadelphia loss. Kyle, your take on what happened last night. How much do you blame the refs versus the Sixers?
I don't know why I do this to myself year after year with all of our teams. It just seems to get worse and worse.
It's Groundhog Day with the Sixers.
And they somehow manage to one-up themselves every single year with the pain of the loss. The refs, they were ass. I'm not going to deny that. But that's not why the Sixers lost. I'm a big you-create-your-own-luck guy. The Sixers put themselves in position for the game to be affected by the refs. I mean, that's something we should all know going in. Like, this is an NBA game. The officiating is not going to be great. It's on New York's home court. They might get a little bit of home cooking. Like, that's how this works. If I recall correctly, Sixers had a pretty big lead early in that game. Mm-hmm. They let that slip away. They had a 5-point lead at the end of the game. Kyle Lowry missed a crucial free throw to allow the Knicks. They opened the door for that game to end the way that it did. The soft rebounding at the end of the game, like standing around, all of that stuff. Like, it's just way too much ineptitude by the Sixers, mostly the role players. I thought Embiid and Maxey did their part. But Kelly Oubre stunk. Like, Tobias Harris somehow mustered up a not terrible game. And the rest of the guys just completely folded. Buddy Hield, non-factor. So, like,
what was he doing when he turned it over when he was going to the basketball?
I just don't under, like, half the stuff they were doing at the end of the game, I couldn't for the life of me wrap my head around. So I can't put this on the officials, man. The Sixers totally let that game
go.
Yeah,
they choked it away.
I can put it on the officials.
Yeah, I know. You, and a lot of people probably will. 215-592-9494. Two more small things than all your phone calls here. One, I need Maxey to take that shot at the end. It was probably dead anyway. They probably had lost the game anyway. I need Maxey to shoot that ball. I mean, he had been hot in the fourth quarter. He's a better three-point shooter. Let Maxey take that shot. Don't hand it to Joel with the clock running down. Take that shot. And the other thing, and I can't get it out of my head. And I'm not ripping Joel. He gave a lot last night. I asked for more. He gave more last night. Right? He gave more than he did in game one. Between him and Tobias, the rebound is there. It's just hanging in midair, yeah. And I'm watching Hartenstein fly in. Either Joel
the hustle man.
Tobias,
that's more on Tobias
has to grab that rebound.
I put that more on Tobias because Joel
it's
was
right
out there.
There.
He was out there. You could tell that knee was seriously bothering him last night.
How about this stat? Rebounds last night. Joel had 10, 8 in the first quarter, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, 0 in the fourth. He can't jump in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he was done. He was done. Hopefully these next 2 days – will allow him to get, you know, some kind of rest. I still think part of it is he's still struggling to believe in his knee. He's still struggling to believe in his knee. But the big fella was out there. He gave you all he had last night. And to your point, it was enough. He gave enough last night to win that game.
Well,
no question about
it.
Should have won that game.
It should have been enough. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. As we discussed, just an unthinkable loss by the Sixers last night. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
What's going on?
Well, I've been better, Chris. That was not fun last night at the end.
Ah, dude, my lower abdomen has still got cramps in it. I mean, that was not pretty last night, fellas.
No, it wasn't.
And it's the way, Chris, it's how fast it happened. Like, it was all good with 35 seconds to go, and then within 20 seconds on the game clock, it was a disaster. I mean, just a total disaster.
Dude, they literally were talking at the end of the game as like, oh, look at this. We split. We got one. We'd be happy. Da 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 da. Like, it was over. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know, the rug was pulled up. But, guys, let me start with the Phils, and then I'm going to get over to this here Sixers debacle. Last night, you know, no Bryce, no problem. Handled the Reds. You know, we had Cy Young on the mound again last night. Dude,
I don't give a shit.
Is just ridiculous. Quiet, Kyle. About to be angry
with you.
Keep
your mouth down.
I'm going to share your anger. I'm going to share your anger in a second, Kyle. And then you know, Schwarber, man, I love Schwarbs, especially the lean Schwarbs. Kudos to him on first base. Rumoto hits a double and he scores. So.
I mean, come on.
It was a nice little silver lining. Unfortunately, it doesn't overtake what happened later.
No one cares, Chris.
So let's go on.
Chris
All right.
cares.
Here's my problem. You know what? Damn Sixers, all right? Yeah, the refereeing was terrible. They kept holding them. They kept getting all the calls, all of that. But you know what really makes me – hold myself back, Hugh. I want to curse. It really makes me hot is no one showed up on that team other than two players. It was only God bless Embiid. Give him credit. He busted his butt out there. Maxey was all over, you know, playing Jordan. Got the flu. Dude, listen to this. Crumble Cookie did nothing. He had 10 points. the entire game in 41 minutes. And I think he had like 8 or 10 in the first quarter. And he just was non-existent. Lowry had 8 points. Ulrey had 4. The bench had 10 points between 3 players. Guys, that is abysmal. That is beyond abysmal. We had no intensity. They kept ripping rebounds and rebounds from us because these guys have no heart. What is going on with this team? How do you put yourself in a position and then fail up to show up? Poirier, you know what? I'm done with this. Next game, you better pull your heads out of your pieces and show up and damn play. I'm tired of supporting this softness. I'm tired of this trash. You better show up next game. I'm out.
Chris, appreciate the phone call.
I don't know if I share his sentiment about guys kind of didn't show up. The bench, again, was the factor in this game. When you talk about the bench scoring for the Knicks,
it was a major difference.
To the Sixers.
Well, I would say everyone else other than Maxey and Embiid really didn't do show up.
Well,
I mean,
they gave you points, but the bench.
Did they?
Yeah, they gave you a few points.
So like, the Sixers.
Tobias is about trending in the area that he's been trending in. Gave you 7.
He was 4 of 11 for 10 points.
I'm not talking about his shot selection. I'm talking about the points that he gives you on the night to night. So he's kind of in his wheelhouse as far as where we expect from him.
Listen,
you got to get better shooting from
last night, Tobias and the rest of the crew, other than Joel and Maxey, right? Joel and Maxey combined last night for 69 points in that game. The Sixers scored 101. That means the rest of the team, including 3 starters, Tobias, Lowry, and Oubre, and the 3 bench guys that played, shot 12 of 33 and combined for 32 points. Buddy Hield came here as one of the most prolific three-point shooters in the history of pro basketball. I keep saying this. It just feels like – imagine if the Phillies traded for a power bat with like 300 home runs and he just couldn't hit a home run when he got here. Or if the Eagles trade for a sack artist with 100 sacks and he couldn't get near the quarterback. This guy's got 1,900 threes in the NBA. He shot 2 last night in 15 minutes and missed both. What did Daryl Morey say when he got here? What was that line by Morey? Need to hear this. We hear this line by Morey?
We feel like we got the best player at the trade deadline that was traded. And we felt like he gave us exactly what we were looking for.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Which is, you know, he's one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team. And we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams.
I'm going to have nightmares about that sentence after watching Buddy Hield in the playoffs so far. The fear of God, I'm the one that has the fear of God watching this because I know he's not going to shoot the basketball on the court. It's unreal. 215-592-9494. Let's react together. John is up next on WIP. Hey, John.
Hey, guys, doing? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Anytime, John. What are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, listen, I'm 44 years old. I've been watching the NBA since I was like 9 years old. That was the worst officiated game I've ever watched in my life. There were so many calls in the third quarter where Embiid's just getting destroyed. No foul shots. There was a pass that Lowry dished off. I mean, they're getting absolutely hammered and nothing's being called. I'm also sick and tired of disrespect that Tyrese Maxey gets when he takes the ball to the hole. He constantly hits the floor, gets hammered, and he never gets and ones. It's ridiculous. But here's my point, right? When it comes to officiating, I used to know a college basketball. He was a college basketball official for 20 years. He actually brought me to a game, and they basically discuss scenarios. So when they go into halftime, certain scenarios they know, right? So the Sixers are up 4 points, right? Boom, the 3 hits, they're down 1. They know that the other team either has to foul them in order to get the ball back. There's certain things that they should know to look for. Okay, if the team doesn't get the ball in within 5 seconds, they're probably going to call a timeout. So situationally, and then the one ref that disappears to mid-court like Casper the Friendly Ghost, the guy just X out of the screen. I don't know if anyone saw that. The most depressing thing, I knew there was a foul in the last play of the game. What I didn't know is when Nick Nurse went into his presser and said that he tried to call timeout twice, and then I saw the video of it. It's absolutely egregious. They can file a grievance. Nothing's going to happen. But the Knicks have been getting away with bloody murder in the entire series, and it just makes you think. I mean, it was so ridiculous. It makes me so angry because, listen, I never want to blame officials on games, but that one right there, that one was plain and obvious.
Yeah.
The referees caused it. The other thing I don't like, and this is just something that's about in the country, okay, you should be able to criticize referees without getting fined $50,000 if they don't do their job.
Don't sound like nobody care now.
Yeah, John, I agree with that.
It was bad.
You made a lot of great points, John. And, John, we appreciate the phone call. I agree with that. If you have something to say and you want to vent after a game, especially a big game, I know the league doesn't love it because it puts a bad light on it. Yeah, speak out. Say your piece. Here's the one thing I don't love, though. Is the grievance really necessary?
It's not going to change anything.
We're going to grieve all day on WIP. It's not going to change anything. There's no positive thing that comes from the grievance. Like, they're not going to overturn the calls. They're not going to replay the last minute of the game.
Is there a way for me to file a grievance against the Sixers?
That's what WIP's for.
For all
actually,
the pain
yeah.
and suffering.
Well, it's because they're fed up. Because I was reading somewhere where they've been behind the eight ball as far as getting penalties.
They've
been put in a bad spot as far as penalties are concerned.
For the whole season, really.
Yeah, so they're just tired of it. And a game of this magnitude, man, like, I don't know how y'all felt, but the emotional roller coaster that I was on from the end of that game into the way it actually mm-hmm. ended, it was bananas. And you're sitting there wondering, okay, in that whole sequence, 20 seconds left on the clock, how did nobody get fouled? Nobody got fouled.
Well, Maxie did.
That's what I'm saying. But nobody got fouled. You know how much stuff had to go right for you to get 5 points in that time frame, and nobody called anything? That was the egregious part. And they were just frustrated. And it's not going to change the outcome of the game. But I will say this. With everything that has been going on with basketball these last couple months, I should say, I'm talking about college and pros, it makes people look at the game and think it's fixed.
Well, you know what? And that's an NBA problem that anyone's
no,
even
I'm just
wondering
saying,
that.
It,
yeah.
it makes – I'm not saying it is. Let me be clear. But it makes people look at it and be like, wow, that's interesting how that happened in that moment. You've been letting them play all night, man. You've been letting those cats play all night. Then all of a sudden when the game gets tight and the Sixers come back, because there's a moment in that game where it looked like it was a wrap.
Eight minutes ago in the fourth, the
yes,
Knicks took a big lead.
When the Knicks came up and took a big lead, the Sixers fought back, and you're like, well, hell, we're still in this. And they went up five, and you're thinking, okay, it's coming back to Philly 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
It makes people look at that and be like, It makes you go, man. It really does.
It does. It was not well officiated at the end. I blame the Sixers more, though. Lack of execution. Nick Nurse got to be better. I know he could tell me only once to call two timeouts. How about call it before the inbounds? Move the ball to half court. 215-592.
I think he got bungholitis.
No, a little bit. 215-592-9494. We react together after just an all-timer. All-time loss last night by the Sixers. It is an 0-2 series. The Sixers have never come back in a seven-game series.
Tom Thibodeau
needs
to cut his hair too, man.
Thibodeau's annoying.
He needs to, like, listen, man.
His teams play hard, but he's annoying.
Your stuff don't grow all over. Just cut it off, man. Like whatever hairstyle you think you're rocking or whatever you ask for when you go to the barber, your barber's not doing you any service,
something
man.
Tells me Tom Thibodeau's not focused on his looks as much.
No,
as
I'm just
think.
Saying, but you need to let that. Your wife or somebody in your family, your immediate family, need to tell you. You need to cut that
well,
off.
Well, that's
man.
Why we have you here, to tell people the
well,
truth.
Well, Tom, you need to cut that.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. We heard from Nurse and Beat after the game. We'll let you hear from a few others when we get back. The King, no, not Howard, and a famous Knicks fan, Stephen A. Smith. What he said about the officials at the end of the game. You're going to want to hear this. Your reaction coming up on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.